Blog Talk Radio. I know we missed Monday, and I missed you all, but in honor of all of our fallen, for all the wars that we've had and for all the skirmishes that we had, both Susan and I felt it was important to make sure that everybody knew that we honored them, parents, kids, grandparents, any friends that have lost their lives helping us to be free. So now that I said that, happy I'm back, and I know my girl Susan Z is on the line. And before I get started telling you what's going to go on this week, because oh my, we have a guest coming in so great, so important to me, I put an extra show on. So first I'd like to say hello to you, Susan. Hi, girlfriend.
What a noble speech you gave. That was very heartwarming. And of course, we shared our sentiments on Monday that we are so grateful to all our servicemen and women and their families. And we wanted everyone to know that on Facebook. And it was unfortunate that Bonnie didn't get to scream on Monday. But as you can see, she made up for it today. She's at her lovely beach house enjoying
supposed to tell everybody that you're taking away my words.
You're not quick enough today. I'm telling you that salt is just I'm ruining your mouth today. So I just jumped in there and told everybody where you were because I would love to be there with you.
Oh, and I wish you were here with me. You know that. I want to tell everybody, and now you're going to have to shut me up at one point, but I am doing a show in Apalachicola, Florida. Actually, it's St. George Island, and it is so beautiful here that where I'm sitting to do the show, I can see it's the bay, Apalachicola Bay, where all the oysters, where if everybody is an oyster lover, this is where the majority of your oysters come from all over the country. Louisiana, and this is the main base, which is the Apalachicola Bay oyster. So I can tell you that I'll be in love with my dinners because I'll be having raw, cooked, and steamed and fried oysters for the rest of the week. But I do just want to say hello to everyone, and again, that Susan and I missed you yesterday. I love our shows, so when we don't get to do them, we're sad, but like I said, it was for a good cause, and I do want everybody to know, we do know the difference, because there was people on Facebook that said that, not us, but that other people didn't. One is that the servicemen that serve our country right now, their day is November 11th. It's the dead whose day was yesterday. And you know I rock the dead, so I wished I was at Arlington Cemetery. That's where I need to be, I think, one of these Memorial Day. And maybe that'll be something we put on YouTube, Susan, because I'm sure if we go there, we'll be rocking some spirit.
That's true. So yeah, yesterday, Memorial Day, for all those that lost their lives in a war, it's like it's your favorite day with all those soldiers in spirit. I mean, did they come and visit you?
I love those soldiers. Well, I'll tell you, I really believe they were with their families. As you know, I believe that that everybody's family is around them. And my family, I didn't really have anybody that I lost in war that I knew of, but I'm sure that I had all kinds of peeps with me. I just didn't tune in that well. So I do say that everybody who has lost somebody, especially husbands, wives, kids, mothers, fathers, just be sure to know that your family was with you because this is a big day for them and they know it. So anyway, Susan, I got to tell you what's coming up this week, and
she's beside herself. And if as she makes this announcement, if you hear her squeal a lot, just bear with her.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! I don't even know what to say. I can't even sit in my chair to tell you. Saturday we're putting on a show. I know it's early. It's again 1 to 3 because that's my thing. And we are having Mark Anthony. He's the psychic lawyer. He has a book out that changed my life. I think it was 3 years ago. It's called Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. And you know
and
I love that book.
She's harassed him ever since.
Well, you do know I'm Cleopatra, and his name is Mark Anthony. I mean, come on, guys. He is a very if you go look at him on his webpage, and it's under markanthony.com or markanthonythepsychiclawyer.com, very handsome.
Cute.
Oh, my goodness. He is so cute. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell him I'm his Cleopatra. But anyway, I just wait till he gets on the show. He's going to lose his book rights, and he's going to have a Cleopatra in his life. My goodness, coming to this show is going to rock his world. But the good news is it's going to rock all of your worlds because he is fabulous. He is going to take callers. I am going to tell you first come, first serve, except that I'm either going to be the Alpha or Omega because I want a reading. But anyway, he is fabulous. His book is fabulous. He's a nice guy. Also, that I love about him is he's a lawyer. And in his book, he goes into talking about having to pick juries and knowing that the bludgeon families are behind the people who he's looking at. So it is really cool. He's done very famous cases. He's been around this country and world. He rocks Arthur Findlay's School of Metaphysical and Physical Sciences in Europe. I know he's been there, and he's just one of the most interesting, adorable, handsome, sweet, wonderful man, and he reads like, I can't even tell you, it's total spirit. And so he has been called in on famous cases, he has worked famous cases, and he is still a working lawyer. So I will tell you, you're going to be so interested in him, and if you're not, I am! So,
does your hubby know that you have this, like, major crush on Mark?
Well, no, because, you know, my husband knows that I love blonde hair and green eyes, and Mark, unfortunately, brown hair. So I don't know what color his eyes are, but, you know, he feels safe. That's what he feels.
Now, that's big of him to share like that, you know. I mean, it's like I was just asking because, you know, of course, I'm single, and you're married, and I'm going, okay.
And who's Cleopatra here? Who's Cleopatra here?
Art is Cleopatra?
No, I am. So how did I get that on Mark Anthony?
Oh, my God, Bonnie, you never told me that about Art.
You must not have heard me right, sister. I'm Cleopatra.
That's right. You're Cleopatra, and now you're going to get your Mark Anthony this Saturday. Oh, God help us.
I know. It's going to be so cool, and I hope everybody is going to be here to listen and to call in. Like I said, first come, first serve. When we have him on, we will be talking. You'll hear him. You'll hear about his book. I suggest everybody to go to his website, markanthony.com, The Psychic Lawyer. Look and see, you know, familiarize yourself with him. And I, again, this is one book that changed my life as well as the one I wrote with Susan, well, actually channeled to Susan. So these are books that I am going to have to tell everybody that I channeled. This is a cool book. It really talks about death and life and really how it blends so unbelievably. And he even gives self-examples in the book. So it's really a cool book, and we're going to be talking about Saturday. So set your clocks, your watches, your dates, 1 to 3, May 31st, Mark Anthony here with me. He's a New York Times bestseller. He is he's traveled the world. He's been on CBS, NBC. He's been at everything that you could imagine. He's been on a million radio channels, and now he's on with us. So I'm so excited, Susan. I could just scream.
I know. I might have to pull that alpha on you, honey. And it's like, because I am like determined that I'm going to get a reading from him. Absolutely. You've been blessed already, but I have not.
Well, I've got to tell you something, and I'll tell it when he did change my life, and I'll tell everybody about that when he's on, because he probably doesn't know. But anyway, I am so excited, and every day this week that I'm on, I'll be telling you about him, because we do want a big crowd for him. He is putting it on his Facebook, and not Facebook, but his website. He's got millions of listeners and fans.
And he's also available for private readings from his website, right?
Absolutely. He does private readings. That's how I met him years ago. And because I read his book, and because I had a spirit with me at the time that was a young spirit, I couldn't make heads or tails of what I needed to do to make this spirit happy. and I needed his advice. So Mark will remember, I'm sure, because I was quite a character. So I'm really
No one forgets you, Bonnie. No one.
I hope not. I hope when he gets on and doesn't go, Bonnie who? Well, then I'd be really disappointed.
Well, anyway. You can be guaranteed after he does our show, he's never going to forget you.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I love that. But let me get on to our other guests because they're just as important, just as fabulous. Tomorrow is Ron Cole. He is on with Kelly's Culture, which you know she does. KC, she calls herself. I just never did. I always call her Kelly. Sorry, Kelly. I'm never.
Yeah, she reminds me of KC and the Sunshine.
I know. And the thing is, she's fabulous. She reads Atlantean life and birth cards. And Ron, of course, is our house astrologist. He is doing a chart tomorrow that was given to him. And then he's going to talk about what's in the stars, the moon, the sky, the earth, and everything else. So we're going to love Ron Cole being here. We couldn't quite hear him last week, and we had to cut the show. So the good news is he's back. Thursday, we have our sweetie pie, Leslie Journeys, in the house. She gives dates and times, and she's just a pistol, just like we all are. Susan Schaff, who's our pet.
Just absolutely love her.
She's fabulous, and you know, she's in the middle of moving, and she's still going to do our show, and, well, it's actually her part, so we're going to see her, and let's all send happy and healthy wishes for Susan Schaff. She's been sick for close to two weeks. She's had that virus that went around, and she just couldn't make ends meet there, so she is still recuperating, and she will not be with us on Thursday, but Leslie Journey will, and of course, you'll have me. And then, you know what's happening Saturday, Mark Anthony, my babe! I mean, come on, I'm going to have to wear my Cleopatra outfit. But anyway,
oh, for sure.
I promise I won't kiss him because you know what, I can't on air. Anyway, and so today you have Susan and I, of course, and we love you and we love being on here. And we are going to talk a little bit about, guess what we're going to talk about. And you know, good thing I remembered, Susan, we're talking about how past lives affect you in this life. And if you give us just a few minutes, it's a really interesting convo, and we are going to rock your world with information. So, Susan, because you open the Akashic Records, my girlfriend, and because I fly in there and grab the spirits, I really want you to tell everybody, because you and I are both singing from the same song sheet. When you look at your past lives, you know that you think, well, why do you have to look at your past life? You're living this life. But truthfully, imprints and why you're actually here stem from past lives, past experiences, past phobias, past unrequited loves, past everything. We bring the imprints in this lifetime. So it's important to understand, and I'll give you an example, of course, because everything's about me. But I can't watch World War II movies. I couldn't watch World War II movies. I don't want to talk about it. I can't see it. I don't want to, and I could never figure out why. Well, when I had my Akashic record open and I had done past life, which I never could do, the guy yelled at me after 5 hours and told me to get out of the chair because I couldn't do it. Anyway, he told me that one of the lives was in World War II and it wasn't a very pretty or happy life. So I now know why I can't watch those movies. And it's helped me. It's actually helped me because I don't feel that fear of phobia isn't justified, because it really is. So, Susan, how do you feel about talking about past lives and making them like work in this life?
Well, you know, the thing about past lives, you know, most people think that, oh, you know, I want to know who I was or what I did in a past life in terms of like curiosity. But really how I got involved with it was when I was doing emotional addiction counseling, and there was behavior that they couldn't explain or they couldn't get rid of, and they couldn't understand why they had these phobias and or why they have these particular feelings or issues about their parents, about, you know, a sister that they can't stand, or, you know, why is she like that to me? I don't understand. And going into their past life coding, the emotions, of course, is what we bring forward to resolve. And a lot of times, the siblings will be born into the same family again, except that this time they're your sister or brother or whatever. And
Susan, I'm done. I'm done. I want my sister to rock another family after this, okay?
Yeah,
I love her to death. I love her, but, you know, sometimes I want to choke her.
We've discussed that before. I happen to have all myself, I have about five girlfriends that basically have the same thing with younger siblings going on, of going like jealousy, responsibility. It's just ridiculous, and it's like it's a soul family thing, but it often explains why you've never been able to get along with a sibling, or why that, you know, your mother just gets on your nerves and you can't figure out for the life of you, beyond her behavior, of what the issue is, or why it is that you chose a particular career. It has a lot of imprints and explains a lot of things, and that's how I got kind of curious about it. I always believed in reincarnation, but when I started doing counseling and I used to see their past lives like flip in front of me like a movie screen, flip, 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 flip. And I'd go, wow. I said, you know, I think the reason why that you're feeling that way is that I saw this scenario of like you and your father, and a perfect case in point, I had one woman that came to me, and she had three sisters, and they all had father issues, and they felt like that their father, he raised them very strict, and they all had these chores to do, and everybody,
I would not have rocked that family well, because I did not do chores, thank you. I was Cleopatra, remember, at one of my...
You were a little princess right from the beginning, but said her sisters and her could never warm up to their father, and he was so strict, and it was like they had their chores to do all the time. And she said, you know, she said he makes us feel like that we're slaves. It's like, you know, we were born to make his life easier. And as
Susan,
we were helping, yeah.
Susan, I was born to run. You know the song by Bruce Springsteen, I Was Born to Run.
Girlfriend. Jake.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So
we just got so serious, you know, we're so serious here. I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, here I've got a great intro. Go ahead.
But it was amazing. I mean, it was absolutely amazing because all of a sudden it was like, she's talking, and I literally saw that he was a slave master, and her sisters were his property. And,
wow.
He repeated the life again, kind of the same scenario, except now it's like him trying, and he died with a lot of guilt over how he treated his slaves. And so those three came together to help him in this life to make better choices. But obviously, you know, he still continued on that pattern. And once she knew that was the relationship of the imprint that they came, it's like they started thinking about their father differently, and they started talking to him. It's like, hey, you know, I mean, we're your daughters. I mean, what are you doing? And things got better.
I know. That's why I love this Akashic record and all the past life soul imprints, because I also see them too. I don't see them like you do. I kind of jump in there, but I can feel them. But I will tell you, Brian Weiss, who I just adore, I've read his book 20, I don't want to even give because I'm only 15, years ago, He felt the same way, too. He had gotten a client. He was from Harvard, and he got a client who had so many phobias, and he helped her through them by hypnotizing or, you know, that past life regression. He never did it before, but she was the first person he actually saw that he could help, and that's where he started with all of his many lives, many masters, and past lives. It's so incredible.
My favorite book.
Next, Brian Weiss, if you're listening, we're after you. So I'm going to try to get Brian Weiss right here. You know me. I don't take no for an answer. But anyway, we've got some callers.
Let's just say you're pretty ballsy, baby.
No, and I don't even have them, honey. But I do want to tell you.
Yeah, you do.
I do want to tell you.
You do.
You're
in the spirit world, but yeah, you do.
That's so funny. I do have to tell you that I so love this subject, and if everybody wants to hear it, you know, we're going to continue this subject, you know, a little bit each time, because I will tell you it's so important. When Susan goes into your Akashic Records, it's changed people's lives. It's changed the way people think about themselves, and it actually, like she said, helps you heal, and that's what we want to do. You know, we want to help. If you know that somebody's being mean to you, and that's why my sister and I get along so well, because I realize, and she realizes, we're here together to make up karma, whatever that is, and to be with each other and support each other. And I love my sister dearly, and so does Susan love her sister dearly. But when we look at why we're here together, it's so much easier to understand when they're angry or when they say no when they should say yes. So I so wish everybody to look into their either Akashic Records, as I say, or look into their past lives. But anyway, are you ready to take the first caller, my sister?
Oh, you know I'm always ready.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say you're ready, willing, and able, because then I'll have to say that to Mark Anthony, and he might call you, and then what?
Well, that's tough luck for
me. I don't know. You can come over for dinner. Okay, 719, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi, 719, you're on.
Hi, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. How are you today?
I am so good. I'm so good that if I was any better, I think I'd be jumping out of my skin. So I don't ask me.
That good.
Don't provoke her. She's already wired up enough as it is.
How can we help you, Julia?
Well, I actually have a question for Susan about my Akashic Records.
Wait a minute, Julia. You know, you do have a question for Susan, and I love that, but you know I'm going to listen too, right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go right in.
Did you say anything other than that? So are you looking to have your Akashic Records open?
Yeah, I have a specific question about them, actually. You were talking about karma with family and friends, and I wanted to know about the karma with my husband, if we've balanced it or.
Oh, sure. Well, you know. Yeah, we have to open your Akashic Records for that, unless you want me to. I can do that.
Have you had your Akashic Records open? Because it's really interesting and neat. And I'm not going to really tell you to or don't, because then she talks more than I do. But if you haven't had it, it would be something that would never forget.
Yeah, she did. It's been a little while back now, but yeah, she did. And it was funny. One of the things that you had said, that when you opened them, two doves flew out. And I wanted to tell you, I didn't get to tell you at the time when you said it, but I used to use that as my nickname on the internet, how we all have nicknames we use. Dove was actually my internet nickname for a very long time. So tell you that was funny that you had said two doves flew out, and I had used Dove as a nickname. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was a beautiful confirmation. Beautiful.
Wait,
yeah, for sure.
Wait a minute. Did I say it? Because I think I said it.
No,
it was actually Susan said, because that's what she said happened when she opened my records, that two doves flew out as she was opening my Akashic Records.
Okay, well, I'll let her have the credit.
Doing radio with Bonnie, and I'm saying this to all our listeners, is like being in line waiting to go into the theater. She's the one that you have to keep from pushing to the front of the line. No, no, I was her first. So you just have to take a firm hand with her and be kind. And it's like, and then sometimes every once in a while you let her step ahead of you.
Oh, well, thank you, sister. That's so sweet. I love that because you just described me very well, and I can't help it. So, okay, Julia, go ahead. I know you have a question.
And actually, Bonnie and I can both help you with this. The first thing that I want to ask is that how old you are.
I'm 53.
Okay, and your husband's
name? Actually, I'm 52. I'll be 53 in September.
Are you a Libra or Scorpio?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, you're a Virgo.
Yes, she's a Virgo, honey. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord. Okay, what do you have? I love Virgos, but they're very meticulous. Usually they're very meticulous. They worry about things. And they like everything perfect. Is that you?
I'm letting go a little bit of the perfect because that used to really drive me nuts because I was that person. So luckily, as I'm aging, I'm able to mellow out a little.
So you're learning more to go with the flow. Good for you, girl.
Well, then your husband. Depends. Go ahead.
Your husband's name, Julia?
Kent, K-E-N-T.
Okay, and how old is he?
Same age. His birthday's the day before mine.
Wow, cool. And how long have you been married?
30 years in June.
Okay. Well, the first thing I pick up with you as you were giving me this information, what flooded over me is that you've had a lot of lives together, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a comfort level, but yet that there's also an underlying struggle for, don't take me wrong when I say this, Julia, but who's on top? You know, there's this, it's an underlying current. And the reason being is that because in your last life, Kent, who is now your husband, has a lot of father energy, okay? And
well, he's a Virgo, of course. He's a Virgo, just like her, right? Is he a Virgo also?
Yeah, he is.
They always tell you what to do, and then you got two Virgos. I mean, they always tell you what to do. I mean, just in loving ways, because I know Lauren. Yeah, because in loving ways,
that's
but it's the always they want to be fatherly.
Yeah, that's the underlying who's on top, you know, who's got, but it's like the thing is that you're very respectful to mm-hmm. one another, and you've had a lot of lifetimes of more so as father-daughter, mother-son, father-daughter, mother-son, you know, mother-son, you know, that kind of thing, where which I'm going to say fortunately, because what that does is that there's that kind of underlying of not really wanting to cut too deep, okay, in how you deal with each other. But the karma that you came together in this lifetime, because your husband and wife is about inner strength of both of you being able to see your inner strength on an individual basis. It's like you, as a unit, like he can see your strength, you can see his strength, and sometimes he's too strong, sometimes you're too strong, and you complain about it, but yet there's an admiration. But what you two came together for and what this karma, what you're trying to burn off, is recognizing that, A, you can agree to disagree, okay? B, that it is more important to recognize your own inner strength versus of being focused on the other person's strength. And how, like, getting out of defensive mode. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, can I say what I got or what?
Yes, one more minute there, sweetie.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I know it's tough, and it's like, but just hold on.
I'm trying.
I know. And I know. And actually, you're doing a pretty good job of this, because when both of you hit cry on return, it was like there was an exhaustion energy of like, you know something? It's like, I'm trying to get tired of getting you to see me how I need for you to see me, or to, you know, deal with me the way I need for you to deal with me. It's like, let's just be who we are. Yeah, you understand what I just said?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think so.
Doesn't necessarily make it easier, okay, because this is a metamorphosing thing that you're going through right now. But this is what you came to do, to be individual. It's not by accident that both of you are the same astrological sign, that your birthdays are very similar, and you're very close in age. It's because it's mirror images. And when you have that much similarity, it makes it even the strength to be of your even harder to do. But it's that kind of strength that both of you are looking for in this life.
Okay, is it my time?
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, I'm so happy I got you, because, see, I have something too, and it's kind of related in a different way. What I'm being told by, this is what I'm getting. The same thing is, you are soulmates. There isn't a different, you know, this is your soulmate. You came here to work off lovely energy together. And that doesn't mean easy energy. It means that you come as a unit. And like Susan said, you come as different units. But this unit that you came is interesting, because this life, you are here to admire, to understand, and to relax together. And that doesn't mean that you're always going to get along. It means that you have to understand each other. And that's what I'm getting, that you both came, again, as Virgos. That is not an easy sign. Virgos are meticulous.
Oh, yeah. They're, Virgo and Virgo?
Yeah. But what you've learned as two Virgos here is that you can make it work, even though there have been, you know, times when you just want to – I don't believe that you've had really that hard of a time, but I think that there's been trying situations. And what they're saying to me is, you're going to be together. What you need to develop in this lifetime, each separately, is going to be together, because it isn't easy for a Virgo. They're worried. They worry. They are usually meticulous, and I don't mean it could be about work and you're not meticulous about your house, or it could be that you're meticulous about your house and work, but it's not an easy personality. And two of them together respect each other. You know, Virgo's very passionate. So both of you have to learn how to temper what you have, be with yourselves together and separately. But I see old soul imprint here. I see that you've loved each other, and you've respected each other. And this time you've learned that you have to deal with each separate package, so that you're not each other, but that you need to admire, accept, and love each other in this environment. And that's what I'm getting. Does that make sense to you?
I've been really questioning my marriage. We had some things come up, and I basically had pretty much decided I was done.
Yeah.
So I'm.
It isn't easy. It's not easy. But you are soulmates, and, you know, it's only up to you to decide. You could be your contract. You know, your contract is your contract. And you, like Susan says, if you want to unwrite your contract, you can write an ex contract. If it's something that you can't do, or you feel like you just can't make it, don't feel that, you know, oh, my goodness, he's my soulmate, I have to be with him forever. There are lessons learned, and lessons are his side as well as yours. So I just
think... Well, that's one of the reasons, sorry, Bonnie, that's one of the reasons why I said that your life is about you, your individuality, and you had so many lifetimes as being parent-child, role-reversing, in order to build a foundation of as that when you came through, and this might not be your first life as husband and wife. You may have had maybe two or three to get the hang of it, but if we do a husband and wife thing or a loving partner thing, it's much, much easier to be disrespectful of each other in terms of as human, that core underlying energy. But if you do a lot of lifetimes of parent-child, there's a more nurturing energy there. And that's what you've tried to do, is that you've tried to keep a nurturing energy in this marriage. But this is also about individuality. And in these lifetimes in the past, you've never been able to make that break, either because having a parent-child break is a forever lifetime thing. You know, there's no break with that. You're there, you're somebody's child forever or somebody's parent. But a partnership relationship is a choice.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to learn in this lifetime or last time or lifetime before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I had thought that we came to like balance karma. So that was what I was wondering if we had balanced it with one another. So I didn't know. But you've said burn off karma. So I guess I'm not really clear on how it works.
Yeah. It's a misconception of what they call balancing karma.
Yeah.
Karma, basically what karma is about is role-playing, okay? It's like...
Well, I love that.
The thing is that the karma that you have between the two of you has nothing to do with each other, okay? Karma that you have to do, that you've built up between through the lifetimes, is solely about your own personal journey path.
Yeah.
And either one's going to make a decision and then the other one's going to make a decision. But it's either you leave one behind and the one goes ahead, and then that's the one that gets left behind, or you both do it at the same time. But it's never about like burning off karma together. It's a misconception of the fact that, oh, we have karma to burn off. It's a personal journey. And basically what he is he's a player in your life. And what he's doing, he's saying, hey, you know, I got the same issue. Let's do this together. Let's do this together for about 100 lives and see if we can figure this out. And you said, cool.
Yeah. And I don't feel, the funny part is I think you really love him. I think there's issues, but I think you really love him. And it might get to the point where the issues are stronger, but I do believe that you, again, both of you are here to work off what I call lovely energy, which means husband-wife energy, to be together in union and to know what that feels like. And not that sometimes it doesn't work all the time. So, you know, this is your soul's journey. And whichever path you take, because we have free will, the nice thing is that there is never a wrong choice. That's what Susan was saying. There's never a
wrong
choice.
That's what I was worried about. I was worried about, well, if I leave, but then I didn't, like, meet the karma or whatever, then, you know, I'm basically back to square one, having to do it all over again.
No. It's about your karma.
Yeah.
And
it's about
having your own individuality. And if you get to the point where you say, you know, I feel this contract is done, then basically that's,
the contract's done. Yeah. And the thing is with karma, when you leave, you know, we don't want to leave another karmic footprint, which you hear people saying, and I'll tell you how not to do that, or I don't think it's leaving in hate and nastiness. So when you know that you can walk the distance on this earth in love and, you know, I hate to use the word love and light because you hear that a lot, is to hold your head up high, and if ever it's done, to say, I'm done, but I won't harm you. I won't hurt you. Our love together or separately will always be because we've had so many years or so many lifetimes together, and I'm going to walk away because we're not really able to make this work this lifetime. That's something different than getting in a war with somebody. And to me, bring up karmic footprints. And so you don't want to do that. You want to walk.
Yeah, no.
You want to walk the distance in love, and no matter what you choose.
Yeah, and you can't balance karma out with another person because there is no way that you are in charge of their choices.
Yes,
only
or
yours.
Their karma, only yours.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. Well, it's just, you know, you hear so much stuff. It's like one person will describe it this way and another person will describe it that way.
Yeah,
and it gets confusing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you hear about soulmates and twin flames and
groups
and all that. It's like,
that,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we just had a discussion about that the other day, and I told Bonnie, I said, we're going to have a show about that because I have some strong opinions about the twin flame thing. And then, and it's like, you know, soulmates, basically anybody can be soulmates. I mean, it's family, friends, because they're basically here to help you grow in whatever level they are. But the twin flame thing, I told her, I said, that rubs me the wrong way because it makes you feel like that you're incomplete. And I don't believe that.
And I've got to tell you something.
Or else there's just that one person. So.
Yeah, I don't believe that. And that's what we were going to do a show, and I hope you listen to it. But I wasn't going to put it on this week, but I was going to put
sorry.
It on. Sorry. No. Actually, it's good that somebody's let into that, is that soulmates to me are much – you come in with a lot of soulmates, from animals, pets, friends, people, love, husbands, wives, boyfriends. And to me, that makes more sense because we're here to accomplish things for our soul. And if we were just meeting our twin, then what are we accomplishing? Ourselves. And I never like that thought because I know that people feel left out when they say, oh, well, I met my twin flame. Really? Well, then 6 months later, 8 months later, or 6 years later, your twin flame isn't there for you anymore. So really, what is it? So I believe that soulmates and soul friends, soul family, soul pets are much more important in this lifetime. And that, yes, if you want to believe that your twin flame is here and you want to call it your twin flame, God bless you. But it's not easy. It's not a because you're then working on yourself on both levels of boy, of a male energy and a female energy, and you're not really working on other things. So to me, that's not that's really a rare thing that that we find. But soulmates are so much easier, and they're
and it's all about
soulmates.
Your journey. It's about your journey. We're all one energy, but it's your experience that you had. And I can't remember who the author was. I was, while you were talking about it, I was trying to think of who this author was, but I remember
Susan. I'm glad you're thinking. That's all I ask.
Here's the difference, honey. I think all the time, you talk all the time. So, and fortunately, they come together. I mean, thank God they work, you know?
Yes.
But let me finish this. It's like one of the comments that they made is that they said that if we even had the slightest concept of the big picture of the thousands of players that we call in for one life experience, that it would be overwhelming.
Yes. Even the person sitting on the corner that you pass, that, you know, that, here's a good example, and I love this. If you read the book, Five People You Meet in Heaven, it really changed my view. It's a real thin book. But I will tell you what it says is that even the guy sitting on the street corner that doesn't have a job, that looks dirty, that you wouldn't need, people pass and not even think about, was put there by you in your journey. And what it represents to you will be what it might represent you saying to yourself, wow, I better keep my job because I don't want to be like that. Or, oh my gosh, I need to take a bath because now I know what I didn't do. Whatever it means to you, that person, good or bad, that you don't even know, that's in your realm, you've written into your path journey. So it's really interesting. That's why I love the idea of soulmates, soul friends, soul family, soul pets, soul everything, because we do have a lot that walk in. And so if you, and that gets back to the contract that you've written with this man, if you decide I'm done, then the contract will be rewritten. Somebody else will walk in, whether it's a friend, whether it's a boyfriend, whether it's another husband, whether it's supposed to be you learning on your own. But you're never going to be stuck, because that's what
you
write
journey.
In. Yeah, it's your
journey.
So I hope we've helped you.
Yes, very much. Thank you both so much. Wow.
You're so welcome. Cool. I'm so glad we got you, and have a great day. And please keep us informed and call in. Let us know how you're doing.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks so much,
Thank you, Julia.
A great day, ladies.
You too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Right. Oh, Bonnie, before you get the next phone call, you know, you understand this with your whole little Jewish princess guilt thing that you always try to put on me all the time, is that I always, you know, I have this thing about, you know, how you say all these people come into your life and you see the bum on the street or somebody that needs help or this or that. It's like I always think, you know something, Susan? This could be an angel in disguise, and this could be a test. And what if I flunk this test? Then I have to face this when I go do my life review.
Well, don't worry, sister. I'll be right up there telling them how nice you are and how you do help people. So I'll be swearing for you, even if we can't swear in wherever we're going. Well, you know, where we're going in life review. So, yeah, I always say that, too. All right, but I'm not worried about it because they already know me up there. Here, 413. 413, you are on with Susan and Bonnie. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi.
I am feeling like I'm at a crossroads. I've had a lot of stuff going on in the last 3 years, and I'm still stressing out. I'm still trying to find my way. I have 4 kids. Two of them are mine. Two of them are my husband's. So there's that app that we have to support them, and we have to take care of them. You know, I've lost so many people in the last 3 years in my life. I've lost my mom. I've lost my dad. I've lost my best friend, which was a dog. So I'm kind of wondering, what the heck do I do
Well,
now?
You do know what I'm hearing first. You do know what I'm hearing. I mean, Susan, you know what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you haven't, all your peeps are here. And what they're saying is, you know, they're screaming at me, you haven't lost them. You've lost yourself. So what they're saying to me when I'll let you finish, but this is, you know, if I hear them and then I don't say anything, then I'll forget. So
that's because Bonnie doesn't have a memory worth a darn, so she has to say it now.
Well, because when the spirits talk, I just can't remember after they do, because it's a spirit talking through me. But anyway, what I'm hearing is that you have to learn how to, and I hate to say this because I was in your same boat a few years ago. I lost my mother, I lost my father, blah, 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 and I didn't recover for a long time. And Mark Anthony, actually, on Saturday is one of the ones that helped me. They're saying to me, you haven't lost them, you're not listening. And finding yourself is the most important thing, because you're lucky that you've had them as long as you've had them in your life. And what I'm hearing is they were loving. So is that correct?
Yes, of course. My mom was my best friend, and she was the one. She wasn't really my mom. She was my grandmother, who took legal custody of me when I was only 6 weeks old. My dad, I tried my hardest. I was my dad's guardian because he was sick. And I tried my hardest, and I don't know if he knew that when he died. And it just, like, I've lost everyone.
Honey,
when my grandmother died. When my grandmother died, my whole family stopped talking to me because I was the problem. When my father died, I was blamed because he died. When my grandmother died, there was this whole stupid dispute over the estate. When majority of the estate was left to the girls, to my 2 girls, so they could go to school. That's what she wanted, not what they wanted. And they don't talk to me. They lied. They took me to court. Do you realize how much money I've spent? This is why I'm at this point where I've had to give so much money out to all these people because they came after me, and I'm trying to make a life for my kids. I'm not the person that they think I am. They think I'm this person on a pedestal, and I'm not. I just want a life for my kids. I want to have a job. I want to be – I just want to go past this because it's hard not picking up the phone and not calling my grandmother. My birthday is in 4 days, and she always called me on my birthday.
She's saying she will. Look for her around you. She is with you. I mean, I can see her. She's with you. She was put in your life as a role model, and what she's saying is if you look at what she's done, and live the and look at what she's. She never cared about what other people thought. Is what she's telling me, and
well,
that
she
did
because
she
I,
listened to
I
what
feel
she's
like
saying.
She did.
Well, she's saying that she did. She did what she wanted, and she knew when she left the money to your daughters that this would happen, but she didn't want to leave the money to anybody else. And that I am not sure. And she said, look at the people who you're looking at. Because they're not the people she would have wanted to have her money with, and that she left it to you or your girls. Not quite sure because she's saying you, so maybe she did leave you something. But
she did.
That's why she wanted you to have it, and she wanted you to be strong because she knew that these people, the other members of your family, only wanted the money versus a relationship. So. She knew this would happen, but what she wants for you is she loves you. She is around you. She's showing me a color, it's a light purple. You know, usually it's a dark purple, but she's showing me a light purple. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but she's
it's
kind
our favorite
of showing,
color.
Okay, she's showing that to me, and she's saying that everything will be okay. You've just got to. What you're doing is you're living day to day in this pattern. She's showing me. I'm trying to talk as she's talking, so that's why I can't really. You're going to hear me not make sense till I can make sense. But she says you're living in this grief period, and you're like living in a survival mode, and you're not really living. In the way that you should be and taking a hold of your life because you have a lot of life to live is what she's saying. And she said that as not much as she loved you, there's many things that you need to do. And she said, is your marriage suffering?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's saying your marriage is suffering and that's not what should be happening as a group. Even if you feel that way, she's saying that's not what should be happening. Stop living in the moment, which everybody says, oh, live in the moment. Like everybody says, I live either in the past or the future. Don't live in the moment. But she's saying you're living too much in the moment of grief, and you're not looking at what really needs to be done. And she said that with your children, this is going to be something that's going to affect them if you continue doing this. And I know that you're trying. She's saying to me that she knows you're trying to hold strong, especially for the kids. But you really have to walk the walk that you're talking because you're not. And she said that, and I don't want to say what she said, but she said that she taught you better than that and that she's with you. You can feel her. She knows you can feel her, and she's saying she can't come to you in the grief that you're in because you're not listening. And she said
well,
if you
go ahead. There was one dream where I had, and it was right after she passed away, and I was upstairs. Because she left me her house, and I think that's probably why it's connected to this dream. My bedroom was upstairs, and I don't know where my kids were. I looked out the window, and there was my uncle at the back step, and I felt like I was walking this black hole, and I eventually landed into the kitchen, and she was sitting where she normally sat all the time, and she was just talking to me, and I don't remember what she said. And I remember walking on the porch and telling my uncle he needed to leave because he was really hurting my grandmother, and I didn't want him to be here. And I turned around and I started talking, and I don't remember, it was something about the house, I don't remember what she was saying, and then all of a sudden her head rolled back and her eyes rolled back, and to this day I have no idea what that dream was about. It didn't make any sense to me. It was something to do with her house, something to do with my uncle, and she, I don't know if she was upset with me or not.
No, she was upset with how she... The uncle had something to do with something back in childhood, something with her or younger version of her. And I'm not even worried about the uncle. That kind of was a symbol to say, no, stay away. I'm leaving this house for you and your kids. and that she couldn't stay. I think she was trying to tell you that she couldn't stay, but she wanted you to make sure you kept the house. And was there a pet or something left with you?
There was a dog that was living in the house with her that was actually mine. The dog that was ours when I was a kid, and we had gotten it when I was in high school, and we had him for, I don't know, 15, 16, I don't know, I lost count how many years we had him. He's buried in the backyard.
Yeah, she said that that house, it's the land and the home she wants you to keep. So she wants you to keep it. She wants everybody to stay away from the house no matter what happens. She wants you to have that house with your family. And that's
she
what
voiced
she's saying.
That before, she voiced that before she passed away. She had the attorney sign the house over to me because she felt that my uncle and his family would come after me, which they tried to. They tried to come after a lot of money, and I part of me said, my grandmother wanted me to have this house. Right now, I'm living with my husband. We have a house. I'm renting the house out because no part of me wants to give it away. Like, it's something inside of me that says I can't give this away.
Yeah, you can't give it away. And she doesn't mind the renters because she said one day you might live in there. Or your kids might love it. Something she's showing me that, and it will be worth more later down the road, because this is your fail safe from her, that you'll always be safe and always have a place to go, is what she's saying to me.
She wanted me to live in the house and build an addition on top of the house, but we have a house. I already have a house.
Yeah, it's important
like
I understand. She's saying she understands, but she says that there will be a time you'll be in the house. So I don't know if you'll use it as maybe your kids will grow up or maybe you'll sell your house one day because it's going to be too big or something and you'll end up there for a while. I don't know, but she said that she does see you in the house. So, but she understands you can't be in there, that you have a family, and she doesn't want this to affect your family. And she's meaning your husband and your kids. So, give me a second. She's saying that if you just listen, that she was in your dream, and that she was giving you these messages, and she will give them more to you if you'll open up. But she can't come in grief because that's not how they come. I suggest that if I call on Saturday and see if you can get into the show with Mark Anthony. He will find her
to her. I won't be able to. I'm sorry. It's my birthday, and my husband has graduation. He's graduating from college, and then his family planned a surprise for me, which I had no idea about. So I'm sorry. I would love to talk to him.
He's fabulous. But I'm seeing your grandmother, so it's not like you can't have me. But the thing is but I will tell you that she's watching you. She's watching over your children. She sees what's happening with your husband. And I'm going to give you a piece of advice, and this is what she's saying to me, that you have to make it work for it to work, that you can't just ignore what's going on because you're involved in all of this. And your sadness, because I know a lot of people and things have passed away. But she said in order for you to move past and be able to continue a life with him, you're going to have to work at it. So do you know what she means?
I do.
Okay. I love you, honey, and I can't tell you how much she's around you. I feel her. I know that if you start meditating, I can't say that because I can't meditate. I meditate with just listening to rock and roll. But what you have to do is really, really start talk. What she's saying is she can hear you. So when you start talking to her, she will give you signs. But it might take a while for you to see them. But start talking to her. When you're in a quiet area, start talking to her and ask her for some signs. She is more than happy to give them to you, is what she's saying.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Honey, I'm so sorry. I've been in your situation. I know what it's like. I felt like the walls were caving in when my father died and my mom died. So,
it's just hard because they died within a year of each other.
Yeah. There was a reason for that, and what she's saying is that that you wrote this in. It is your journey, that the stronger you get, the more life will come back, meaning you'll be able to work, you'll be able to take your life back, but that you should look at this as a happy journey. They're home. They're with you. They're not but a breath away, And what they're saying is this, that the reunion will be beautiful. Your grandmother will be there to give you, she's showing me her hand, which means she'll pull you up when it's your time. But she said that there's lessons learned that you haven't accomplished here yet, but that they couldn't be here for you to accomplish them, and you wrote this in your life journey. So what they're saying is this is a beautiful life, a wonderful existence. They were so proud to be here for you and with you, even though they were sick, and I see your father, but that you helped them and that they will be there for you, but you have to continue your journey, and they will be there if you talk to them. They're there to help you and guide you from the other side, which is sometimes more helpful than them being here. So I hope that, you know, you can take some solace.
Could I add something here?
Sure.
I was so moved. I know that she called. The reason I haven't said anything or interjected anything is it because I knew that she needed to hear what her grandmother had to say about all of this. And could I ask you how old you are?
I'm 28.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you what Spirit is telling me about what this journey that you wrote for yourself. Okay. Part of the loss that you're feeling, that you got hit so hard and with so many at one time, is it because what you're trying to learn in this lifetime is to look at the glass half full instead of half empty.
Yeah.
You've had many, many lifetimes where it's kind of like you've taken things for granted, and this lifetime, what was taken away from you is a great importance, but your soul journey is about to focus on the beautiful things that you have, not what it is that you've lost. And life and your spiritual lesson is that there is no death, that life is everlasting. I have a friend that by the time that she was 39 years old had lost 33 friends and family through death. 33. And what she realized through all of that pain, and it was so freaky that she said that she was afraid to even pick up the phone because it was just one right after another, friends of family, all that meant something to her. And what she finally came to the spiritual insight is that the reason that she wrote her life like that was for her to be appreciative of the gift of life, of everything. And you have four beautiful kids. You have a beautiful energy around about you. Just beautiful. And that's what your soul wants you to experience, and to also to be connected to what the spiritual meaning of death is that there are no endings.
No death. They're there with you. And you know what? You can get so much help from them. Honey, you can get, your grandmother is sitting there clapping her hands to me, meaning come, ask her, talk to her, get help from her, because she sees what's going on. And you know what,
and by
sweetheart?
By the time you're in your 40s, this gift that Bonnie has right now, you're going to find that's open up incredibly for you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It went off.
What Susan's saying is you're going to be like me, but I got to tell you, sister, you better not take my gifts. You can have your own. No, I'm kidding. and we'll feature you in our show. How's that sound?
I'm going to be like you. I don't know how.
it's not something that you learn. It's just going to happen. And it's like your grandmother's going to help you with that.
Yeah,
I was told once about 10 years ago that I was supposed to have something to do with my hands and help people with it, and you know I was supposed to get this gift by the time I'm 30, and I'm going to become famous because of what I'm able to do to help people, and I just thought they were just talking out of their head.
Oh yeah, we've all been to people like that.
Oh yeah,
and the thing is that the people that help others the most are the ones that have experienced it themselves.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something about that is this, and it's coming so clear to me, and it's from your grandmother, and she said that first you've got to help yourself. You've got to get a grip, and when you do that, all things will open, and she's watching you. I see these big eyes watching you, and you've just got to understand that they love you and they're with you, and unfortunately, life is finite, not life spirit, but this human body is finite. It's not going to last forever. Some kids die at 5. Some kids die at 6 months. Some people die at 79. Some people make it to 120. We are not made we're made to wear out this body, unfortunately. And then the soul just looks at it like it's a coat.
You take off and you take on. You take off, you take on.
So know that you'll be loved, you'll be protected, you'll have people around you, you will open up more and more, but you need to make your life work first.
Right.
Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. Well, can you please call us back and let us know how you're doing?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And let us know about your party, because we'd love to hear it. We're all about parties. I'm all about parties. So, you know, come and call us about the party.
Yeah, you are, honey. You're one party girl.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Bonnie, I want to come to you and have you counsel me. You are just fabulous. Absolutely.
Well, I am
fabulous.
A counselor.
I think you made her feel so much. I knew the moment that it started rolling that's why I didn't say anything, is that this, oh, I got chills. Go away. Go to Bonnie. Here, Grandma, just touch me. She needed comforting by you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And you did it so beautifully. That's why I love you, and you're my best friend.
Oh, thank you, sister. I love that. But both of us are counselors. Both of us are therapists. We work with this. I mean, I work just because I bring in the spirit realm, just like you. It's counseling. And I'm just so happy that I could do it. And I'm happy. I hope that she feels better because she's got a lot of bright and good.
I scanned your energy, Bonnie. Good. And it's like, oh, my God, her imprints were so much lighter after she got off the phone.
Oh, thank you. I think she wanted to tell us that, but we kind of got cut off. So I love you, too, and you're my bestie also. So I'm going to go to the next caller because, you know what? I mean, the thing is, it's so funny because it's probably a good thing we're not physically together as far as, like, location, or we would be out having coffee, eating lunch. We might not even make the show, which is what is important to us. So it would be, like, so silly because we would be losing each other if we were, you know, together and, like, Starbucks or eating or whatever. But you know what would be so much fun, and I really wish you were here. So
me too.
Soon. All right, everybody stay soon. All right, 707, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Boy, you guys are so helpful. What a team.
Thank you.
Such a good time.
Yeah, I know, you can feel it. Who are we speaking with?
This is Kathleen. My name is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to the Bonnie and Susan Show. How can we help you today?
Sunday night, we were driving back from the Bay Area, and my husband said that my son spoke to him and said, "Hi, Al, my mom's not listening to me." So I was just wondering, I'm not hearing, and I don't know where to go with that.
Okay, well, first of all,
go for it, sweetie.
Well, I've got to ask you, who heard this, your son?
No, my son passed away a year ago, but my husband heard it in his ear when we were driving home. We had just gone down to unpack some of
the
stuff.
Oh, I see him now. Absolutely, I see him now. I see him. And what's interesting is that your husband's more open than you, even though it's not. He's hurting so much. I think that. But he is open to listening for him. But you're not, is what your son is saying. And I'm going to ask a question. And this is just I hate. But was he? Did his father and son? You know, were they very close?
Yes, father and son was close. This is his stepdad. It's not his dad.
Yes. Well, whoever he's whispering in the ear, that's who's closer to this son, because he's going to the person who actually he's the closest to. Is he close to? Is this a stepfather?
It is a stepfather, but I thought he was both close to both of them.
Okay.
So I'm not
well,
sure.
He came to the stepfather because he's giving you a message, and the stepfather. He's telling you you're not listening for him, meaning you're closed off. And that means to me, he's showing me, just give me a second. He's got his hands up, meaning that you don't want to hear anything. Even though you say you do, you're really so emotionally not stable from this. And I don't mean, that
right.
He's talking about that. He's not able to even give you messages because you're so sad when you get them. He says he has given you several messages, but
yes,
that you are too sad, yes, to keep, instead of being in joy that you have these messages, and of course we can't be in joy that we've lost a son or a kid ever, but what he's saying is that he would come to you more. He knows how much you love him. But I'm going to tell you what he's saying to me. He's laughing and saying that in life you didn't listen to him either. Is that true?
I thought he didn't listen to me.
No, well, then I guess it's a joke because he's laughing and saying in life you didn't listen to him either. What he's saying is thank you that he had a fabulous life as long as it lasted. He knows he was loved by everybody. So I'm assuming that and he said that it was a short journey here, but that's what he needed, that his time wasn't long here, but what he got from the time here. Now, I'm talking as he's talking to me, so that's why you hear me clip. The time that he did have here was, quality over quantity. He's showing me quality over quantity, that he felt very loved. He felt very protected. He felt that... that life to him here was a joy and a blessing. And then he's saying, not always, and he's laughing. So what he's saying to me in short and general is that this was a life that he wrote and it was not going to be long. And his journey, again, has just begun because he's back in spirit. And he wants you to know that he loved having you as a mom, that he loved who you picked for him to grow up with. Does that mean that he grew up with your step-husband or your, because he's
no,
saying
no, he grew up with his father.
Father. Okay, then he loved who you picked for him to grow up with. He couldn't have asked for a happier time, even though he struggled. Okay. And I'm not quite sure what he's saying about that, but he's saying that you did the best you could and that he knows and understands that. He will come to you a lot more if you would pick him up in love and he could feel your heart chakra, and your heart chakra is so heavy when he does come that he can't sustain staying. So he asks you to please, if you want him to come to you, he knows that you can't be happy. He knows that you have a lot of grief and regret. Now, do you have regret? Because he's saying, using the word regret.
I'm dealing with that. Because of the way he passed, I'm just wondering if I said enough or if I would have done enough.
He said that he absolutely knows how you feel about him. That there wasn't much more that you could have told him, because once he hit spirit, he knew everything. So once he left his physical body. And what he is saying is he was not meant to be here that long. And what he's saying is, I've been here long enough, so I don't know what that means, but he's laughing.
I understand that completely, yeah.
Okay, and so he's asking you, in love, that if you can open your heart and not so heavy, he can come in. He could actually talk to you, because he says you hear him, that you've just closed him off. And that's why he came to his stepfather to tell him, because he said that he had been talking to you before, but he can't recently because you've gotten worse about it. And he says, please, if there's anything that he can do to take the burden off you, let him know. But that he loves you, that you did the best you could. Not everything works out perfect in this human body is what he's saying to tell you. And that he appreciates the love that you did give him. And that he will always be with you. He doesn't leave you. He's not ready yet. So does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. And I think what happens is I get caught up in the last few months of his life.
Yeah.
And I still have a lot of anger towards the person he was with.
Yeah.
And just about the time I think I'm over that, some new situation comes up, and then I'm full of emotion again.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, and he's asking you, he's showing me his pleading hands. Please let it go, please. He can't, because the problem is for him to come, like, he's now happy. He's happy.
Right.
What he's not happy, and well, he's happy, but what he's not loving is seeing you unhappy. And see, he knows you'll never be happy. Losing a child, never, there is lessons learned for both him and you. But the problem is he's happy. He wrote this. This is something that he's not unhappy. He's not a spirit that's going to be, you know, and he's showing me walking the earth like that. He's very happy, light spirit.
Goodness.
Yes, and he says that he sends extra radiance to you for you to feel that, so that you can pick that up. But if you keep dwelling on the past, you will never be able to get past that, and he doesn't want to see that for you.
Okay,
he knows the grief is there. He knows that you wouldn't be a mother if it wasn't, but it's you doubling back. He can't come back, he's telling me. He can't come back, but he can be with you. And that's all he's concerned about, and he needs you to see that also.
Okay.
I hope I've helped you, Susan. Do you have anything else to add, Susan?
Oh.
What do you do? Go away,
Bonnie. You put me to sleep. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I do. The first thing that I heard about, I do spirit, but you know, it's like, to me, it's like running through ectoplasm, like silly putty.
I love it.
I know. She loves that gooey feeling. To me, it's like, the first thing he was very adamant about when Bonnie was talking to you, it was like he came and whispered in my ear also. And one of the things that he was saying, he said, is that he feels that you have an issue about the sound of his voice, that there's a fear that if you heard him actually speak to you, that you would lose all composure. And so he's trying to find a way of, like, ring a bell, knock on the walls, the lights flickering, anything. But he said he knows that the sound of his voice, like he spoke in your husband's ear, that didn't bother his stepfather at all. But if he would do that to you, you would come apart. And he knows that.
Yeah, and that's what he's saying about he can't come to you like this because he knows how it affects you. So
give him directions. He's asking what it is. I don't usually pick up spirit, but he was insistent because it's like he's got a real strong personality, and he wrote it like that. And what he said is that give him a sign. Tell him what you want him to do.
Yeah.
Flick the light, knock on the wall, you know, something and to let him know that he's there, and then he'll find a way to communicate with you. But he knows you've got an issue with the sound of his voice.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, I didn't pick that up because he was talking to me. So, but
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. Like he said, he's talked to you before, and you've gotten worse. And that means you're doubling back on that grief and blaming. And so the thing is, that was the whole thing. When you're ready, and he won't leave you, believe me. He's in spirit, but he knows how you're suffering, that he won't leave you. You need to come up with a way to be able to
He wants to set something right. He says that you have a misperception about something, about the way that he died, and he wants to set that right with you. And when it's time, and when you're ready to hear it, you'll know, you'll get it.
And that's why he's pleading with you, why he's got his hands out to please, you know, move, don't double back, because this is something he wants you to do.
Is he saying not to blame anybody?
I don't think I don't really believe that we have the right to blame anybody. If it's, you know, I think that the person
he won't share. He won't share. It's like he's saying, this is just for my mother. This is just for my, to Bonnie and quit touching me.
Come here. I see him. I mean, I have him here. I have him here. He's a great kid.
He's flipping back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
He said,
this is just for my mom. And he said it just like that. My mom.
Yeah.
So I hope we've helped. Go ahead.
You have. I'm just figuring out. It's really, I just need to build the communication with him. Whatever.
Because the thing is, with us, he can come to me, and I can see him, and I know what he's saying, and I know why he whispered in the person's ear and not yours. But really, once that communication with you comes to fruition, all your fears and all your anxiety and all of your doubts will stop. Not your grief, because I don't think that ever does. It just gets put in a different way. But we've got to know that they exist. It's just that we want to touch them, hold them, feel them, kiss them. And unfortunately, we're past that at that point once we go to spirit. But we can love them, and they can love us back. And they see us, and we can hear them. We can see signs from them, and we can talk to them. And that's what he's waiting for you to realize that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be long. I'm feeling that it's like he's working real hard with you and trying to let you be comfortable with it. And he and what he's also saying, this is unusual. He's a pisser. Because usually I don't pick up. I don't want to, but he's so insistent. What he's trying to say is that you're getting more relaxed with it, and when you least expect it, you're going to hear him.
Yeah.
When you least,
yeah.
And if he has to speak through somebody else, he will to start with.
Yeah. You know, if you want to, I mean, we've told you a lot, but if you want to, again, I've got a spirit medium that's kick arse coming on Saturday, if you can handle it. So if you can get on, great. I would suggest you do, because I know he'll come. But, you know, it could be with all the other peeps, too, so that's the good news.
Yeah, he's come through quite a few people, and I've had quite a bit of help. I didn't realize how much help you need with this. I keep thinking, okay, I'm okay now, and then something happens, and then I get thrown back.
Well, what's happening is you have self-doubt, and that's the problem. He's showing me self-doubt, and that means that when you get strong, you take 3 steps back. When you get stronger, you take 4 steps back, and you can't do that. You just have to live with the knowing that this is going to change, get better. He will come. He's there. You can't bring him back physically, but you can bring him to you, which he is already, mentally, clearly, with all clairs, and you can look for the signs because he's there. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
I will.
Well, Have a wonderful day. Oh, you're so welcome. We love
you.
You
guys are so wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you for helping me and everybody else.
Oh,
you're very welcome. Thank you. Thanks for calling. I just love that. I just love it because that's why we're on the air. I mean, you know, yes, it's all about me, but, you know, and spirit, but and then, you know, all about us. But I got to tell you, the real reason you and I rock this world is because we are trying to help everyone. We are trying to give any little piece of help that we can. Well, actually, spirit is trying to give any help they can to whoever they can and whoever will pick it up and listen.
Okay.
So I am
We decided that that's our service contract. That's
Yay!
Why we've come together. And that we've made a contract with each other that we're going to try to reach as many people as we can in any way that we can to spiritually help them, counsel, whatever, spirit communication, because, I mean, that's
Susan,
what we're here for.
I must have channeled that right to you. So that's good. I'm glad you said it.
You little bucket. Honest to God, you're such a thief.
I am going to just think I am so lucky that I've written, channeled, done so much in my life. I can't even, and I don't get credit for much of it. But okay, 985, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
How can Susan, I, and Spirit help you? Actually, let me rephrase that. How can Spirit, me, and Susan help you?
Okay. You know what? I would like to tell Spirit to, I don't know. I mean, just kind of like give me a little peace of mind, you know. I like my privacy, and I don't want spirit meddling in my life unless I ask them to.
Oh, that's easy.
Honey,
send them to me because I like meddling. I like spirit meddling in every part of my life.
I
don't want them to meddle in my life. No, I really don't because
Susan,
I really
her about that. Because wait a minute, before you, I so can rock with this. I actually can't rock with this, but Susan can. So Susan she'll tell you how to keep them from meddling in your life.
Yeah. Here's the thing where the spirit is concerned. When I grew up being totally harassed by spirit. And it took me until I was almost 40-something years old to finally, one of my teachers just said, you know, you're the one in charge.
Okay.
And you say what goes. If you have a spirit that's kind of harassing you or giving you some issues or, you know, messing with you, this is where you stomp your foot and go, hey, this is my life, and you're not welcome here.
And go to
I call,
Bonnie.
Yes. And then,
the Bonnie.
And, you know, hit the road, buddy, and they have to. They have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what is your
I wanted to ask another question. When I pass away, I don't want to be with a lot of people I knew here. I want to move past that. I want to. I'm serious. I don't.
I love you, Claudia.
Claudia, I'm really sorry, but you've got a soul family girlfriend, and you're not alone.
I don't want to return back to the same whatever.
Well, Claudia, you know, what happens is that when we go to the other side, when we lose this, when the veil, our perception of who we thought was the bane of our existence can sometimes entirely change when we cross over in our sorrow family. And, you know, that, you know, mother or that sister or that friend that go, you know, get out of here. You know, you walk across and you go, oh, my God, thank you so much for teaching me tolerance. How do we do? And you went, good job. So it's get to the other
side. I hate to say yes. I think that it'll be totally different when you get there. I think you're going to thank everybody for being around.
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? When
you
get there,
I think everybody has...
Oh, my God.
I think everybody has...
You're a hoot. I have never, in all the 30 years that I have been doing this, I have never heard anybody say that. It's like, I'm not going to meet on the other side the people I have here because I don't want to.
I know.
Well, guess what? I'm only 15.
No, I'm going to tell you why. It's because I struggled here a lot. I struggled here a lot. When they passed, I felt free. And it was just this, what other spirits are out there.
That's how you wrote it.
Set me free.
But that's how you wrote it. And they're teaching you something, and you're teaching them something.
Yeah.
It was a tough one. It was tough. Let me
tell
you, it was too hard.
Listen, honey, I can tell you about different people being tough. You didn't write it. Did you ever have your Akashic record open?
No.
Well, that's maybe where you should start, because then maybe you'll understand what you're here for. And that would be, well, you can think about it, because we don't have time today. But the thing is that you're here for a reason. Even if it was a tough life, a hard life, just think about it. Even centuries ago, look at the Indians. I mean, that was a tough life. So the thing is that, everybody was here to rock something, and what we don't know until one we find out, and we look at our past, and we look at our Akashic records, and look at why we're having such a struggle here. And I think that that's where you got to start. Are you struggling? I can feel you're struggling with relationships. Is that where you're struggling?
I struggle with relationships. I've been struggling, I would say, most of my life. Emotionally, intellectually, I never really was able to pursue an intellectual dreams.
Yeah.
I had psychic ability. I struggled with having psychic ability because I've had many visions. And when you're around people who are just not, they're not tuned into that, that in itself is a struggle.
Yeah.
So, and I said, well, why am I here? Why? I sometimes think I landed on the wrong place.
Well, we know a lot
I'm
of
not
people
kidding.
Have. Well, listen,
that's
I,
very,
listen,
that's
I,
very
I, yes,
possible.
It's
very
possible.
I have a friend that's from another planet, and she's had a tough life, and it's like, and she's asked the same question about, I just don't get humans, and I have to say to her, well, what do you think you are? And she goes, I don't relate to these people things. That may very well be what you're dealing with. But you do write it, and it's not about. And what it is it's just an experience. Whatever is going on in your life is just an experience that your soul wanted to create.
Okay.
And I want to make a suggestion here. As a counselor, and as an intuitive.
Hey, I want to also.
Yes, after me.
I'll try.
Be quiet. Be quiet for a few minutes.
I'm going to try.
See what I mean? It's like you tell her to be quiet, and she goes, I'm okay.
Hey, just think about what your soul journey is with me. I mean, maybe it's to learn that I'm going to talk.
Shush. Okay, so now listen, on the basis of the fact of just this one little statement that we create our life by our beliefs and how we speak and our intentions, this is what I call a fake it till you make it a piece of advice. You said in your conversation about six times you used the word struggle. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From this point on, keep that out of your vocabulary. And what you say, it's like if in the past it's been a tough from now on in, life is getting easy peasy, easier and easier and easier because what you say, you continue to create.
Yes.
All right.
And can I talk now? Okay,
yes.
Well, I'm going to anyway here. I did want to tell you, we have two people very close to us that we think were dropped in from a different planet. One is one of my co-hosts, actually two of my co-hosts. One is our pet psychic. She really believes that she, you know, that it was tough also for her. But she's learned that why she came here, although she shakes her head a lot. And the other one is my Atlantean card reader, Kelly. Both are so brilliant, and Kelly really never said anything, but she had a reading on air, and one of the psychics said to her, "Well, Kelly, I really think that that you came to the wrong planet, that you were dropped here, but you really, really, you don't understand human life at all. You're too intelligent." So we do know that there are people here that maybe, you know, maybe weren't meant to be here, but I really believe that you are meant to be here. That even if you were from a different area, arena, planet, universe, that there is something your soul needed here that it had to achieve. And the thing is, if you look at it that way, and look at it that every day for you is going to be bright no matter what. Even if your interactions with other people aren't what you think they should be, if you look at them and say, "I am going to make the best of whatever I have here, whatever I do, even if other people don't see it, but I do, because it's me who has to gain this experience," you're going to feel a lot better about yourself, because I can feel it.
You know what I just picked up from all of this is that wherever I came from, I came here to appreciate where I came from when I did that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I think you could bring us with you. It's not that we don't like it here, because we do love it here, but we like adventure and we like to go anywhere that you go. But you see, there's a positive statement that you just made, and I love that positive statement. Because
keep it
positive. Upbeat. And the thing is, and especially for somebody that feels that way, every second on this earth should be happy for you, even if you don't think that way right now, because you might not be here. The need for you to be here might not be again. So just enjoy the grass, the flowers, the water, people, even if they're not what you think, and know that you're here to experience whatever, even if it is that you don't appreciate where you came from, that you know that this might not last and that you're going to make the best of everything while you're here. And I believe your life will change.
Ah, I think that's so cool. I agree.
You can change who you are and what you are experiencing by what you think, what you feel, what you believe. There's a book that I love dearly, and it's a book called Oneness by Rasha, and it's kind of like Eckhart Tolle's New World. And one of the things
I wrote it. That was one of the books I channeled.
Yeah, another book
Thank
she
you.
Channeled, but don't tell Rasha. Yeah, the thing is that it really pushes the point, is that everything that comes out of your mouth, everything that you think, every action that you take should be in a positive nature, because we are in instantaneous karma now.
Yeah.
And it's like, and when you have ill feelings or antagonism or resentments or bad feelings about life in general, it's like you taking poison and expecting someone else to die.
I got to tell you something. I feel the intelligence you have. I feel like you weren't able to accommodate what your brain wanted to, as far as what you could have, because maybe, you know, you didn't have the means or the way to get where you needed to go. And believe me, there's a lot of us that couldn't, because I'm so intelligent. Right. I really should have been like a rocket science or whatever.
Right,
but
the thing is,
I feel from you that you've got to realize it doesn't matter who else doesn't see that. It matters that you know it, that you know that intelligence part. And you know what? I can feel it. And I'm sure a lot of metaphysical people around you, if you were around them, could feel it. So there's no need to, like, worry or wonder or say, "Oh, my, this didn't happen," because really it did happen. You are intelligent. The intelligence is there. You couldn't do what you had to do on this earth with your intelligence because of things that stopped you at the time, but it shouldn't stop how you feel about yourself and knowing what you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm. so true. Really,
yeah.
So true.
Yeah, yeah, it's all that counts is how you feel about yourself and what you think about yourself. And then that creates a pattern of effect on your
Susan.
Actions, your words, and everything.
Susan?
Yes?
So can I say what I feel about myself?
You do all the time. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. All we want to know is that we want to hear about this lady.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine, because what I feel about myself is what I said when I first opened up, everyone, because I know Susan's just not going to let me say it, but it's that every day, every minute, every second, every molecule of me is happy and will be happy, and I rock
that's
happy.
That's
yeah.
true. She's so... She's just one happy, chirpy little bird. It's just I just want to smack her sometimes.
But you know what? I'm going to fly right over there and fly in. My little wing is going to hit you on your head. Anyway,
I mean, she's no fun when you're in a pity party. It's like, you know, she goes, oh, don't feel that way. It's like everything's going to be
I can't handle pity. Yes, that's just something I can't, because I got to tell you, we're so blessed. And, you know, I look at, you know, I was a nurse. I'm a nurse. I'm a LNC. I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. I'm blah, 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 blah. But I can tell you that every minute of every second, there is somebody who would have loved to have something else. And so to me, I always am happy, grateful, and very thrilled of what I have, what I could have.
Yeah.
What I am going to have, what I can say, and what I can feel, because some people can't. So rock yourself different, Missy. Make sure you're the one that loves you, and to love you, you radiate that. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And I also want to say this, too, because I keep picking up all kinds of information just listening to you guys. I'm picking up that each and every one of us, not just here on this earth, that each and every one of us in this beautiful universe, and perhaps many others, we are a real serious piece of a puzzle, a spiritual puzzle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think through every lifetime, through every spiritual and soul encounter that we have, whether it's this density or a lighter density or whatever, that we enhance the peace. And we're constantly recreating that beautiful, when I look out at the universe, I see it as a very spiritual thing. And when I see stars exploding and new ones forming into place, we directly have that influence. We're there. We're creating that universe through our spirit.
You are so
smart.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know where you need to be? You need to be in our chat room. I mean, if you can't rock your spirituality, meaning that you can't do readings or where you are and nobody understands you, get into our chat room. They will welcome you and start talking. They're all metaphysical. We have the greatest chatters.
Yeah, they just said get her in our chat room. They have an online that, you know, you'll have a ball.
Yeah, and you can talk metaphysically. You can tell them. You can do, you know, tell people how you feel. You can tell them if something's coming through. I mean, this might be a good outlet for you. We're on every day, except,
All right.
I mean, and just get on, because some days it's crowded, some days it's not. We love our chatters, and you can actually, you're going to actually feel good, because they're also metaphysical, just like you, and there are many gifts that all of them have. So please get in there.
And who knows? Maybe somebody in chat room might know what planet you came from.
And if they do, you're coming back.
Yeah.
In. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I think we come from all different parts of this place. We're amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
Creatures.
Oh, honey, we don't just come from one part. Believe me.
No, that's right.
That's, you know, I always think of myself whenever I see that, I see myself as a little space girl. I have a little cute little mini skirt on and big high boots, and I'm going all over the place. So agree with you. Get into chat, and we will love to see you there. I hope I hope you had a good, you know, I hope we've helped you out. And please don't.
Yeah, you did. You really did. No, you did. You did.
Good.
You did.
Call
thank
back
you so
in.
Much.
Wonderful.
Yeah, call
wonderful.
Back in. Love
I
so
love
much.
Your energy. Your energy is fantastic. Thank you so much. It opened me
thank
up just so much more. Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love you. You're, oh my goodness. I could, she's just such a great spirit. I could feel her.
Yeah.
I mean, I
oh
want
my God.
Her to get in
yeah.
the chat and start. I listen, if she's as good as I think she is, she's going to be on our show sometime. So
yeah.
you know how I am. So guys in chat, please welcome her when she comes in. She's a fabulous lady, and you know, and we all need to be around our spiritual community. So I am going to, I think we have, I don't know that we have an, we'll take a quick one, Susan, because I think we have like 11 minutes left. But before I take them, I do want to tell you that Saturday is going to knock your socks off. I think we're putting up who's coming in. Mark Anthony, the lawyer, psychic. He is so fabulous. He wrote the book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. For all of you, it's a great book. I read it. In fact, that's what drew me to him. Besides that, his name is Mark Anthony, and I'm Cleopatra. But the other news is I am going to take credit for that book when he's on, but I can't do that until he comes on and he actually lets
me. Yeah, Kelly's got the link up now, so if you Google it, you should be able to find it online.
Yeah, and Kelly, if you'll put that, because Mark Anthony wants to put it up on his on his media site, so if you can get it to me in the email or to him. Actually, it's Mark Anthony, so if you just send it to me on my email, I can just give it to him. So I thank you, Kelly. You, I don't know what else I would do with you.
You rock, Kelly.
You rock, girlfriend. All right, 404, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, this is P. I was just listening to your show, and I loved it.
Oh, we love you. That's so sweet. So you don't even have any questions for us, right?
Well, I don't have a specific one. I just wanted to know if you get anything. I don't have anything specific. I'm just in this place where anything would, or if you get anything from for me.
Well, can we ask your name first?
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha. I think Tanisha.
Okay.
Yeah, we love that. We need a question now.
Yeah, we need it because we work with specifics. Otherwise, what happens is like it's like going out there on the whole universe and picking up every shred of information that you've got on. So we want to narrow it down just a little. And if you give us your age, that'll help too.
Okay, I'm 25, and I guess I will ask about career.
What do you do for a living?
I don't do anything right now. I just graduated from college. But
oh, what'd you graduate in?
Social work.
Oh, what about Tanisha? I do have to tell you I'm younger than you, so, I mean, I can give you advice, but I can hear Susan say, Al, you're going to take an advice from a 15-year-old, but you know who would know better than a 15-year-old? A wise 15-year-old. Okay, go ahead, Susan. I'll let you do the career. Drop a couple cards.
If you hadn't started talking, I might have been able to hear what she graduated in. What did you graduate in?
Social work.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you? Are you have an idea of where you want to take this degree, or are you looking, or what?
Just looking right now. I have no clue where I want to go, where I want to live. I just don't know.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm hearing is that let it come to you. That's the first thing that I heard. Buckshot everything out there, because what I'm hearing is 26, everything is going to start being a little clearer. Right now, you're in this soul window of like, gee, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I don't even know whether I really want to grow up or not. So,
then you're in my soul window. I'm in the second soul window. I'm the one that doesn't grow up. So I'm like Peter Pan. I don't grow up.
Oh, so you're in the soul window that you still think that you can walk on water. So this one right here is that just, you know, what I'm hearing is that don't fret about it. Don't, because I'm hearing that there's a good career opportunity, an opening door that is going to be something that you completely unexpected. What you went to school with, you're going to think, oh my God, I would have never thought that I was going to be using my schooling to do this. It's just going to just let it come to you is what I'm hearing. But buckshot everything out there, and all the rest will take care of itself. Because what I'm hearing is that you've got some help. You've got some guides that are really working. Ooh, don't touch me.
Yeah.
It's like that you're like if you like would sit on your butt in front of a TV and decide, you know, I'm not looking, I'm not doing anything, you'd get a letter in the mail. Hey, we have an opportunity. We heard you're a recent graduate of. It's like, well, we have an opening. Would you be interested? You know, that's how they've got it that much under control. Your career, and actually I think your personal life too, is kind of going to be an easy peasy life this time. I'm not seeing a lot of hitting the drudges for you.
Yeah.
So don't stress.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to say something because Susan said that. I'm going to say that because I believe that you can't sit on your laurels, and I think she did tell you to keep buckshotting things. I don't believe that because you had a reading with us or, you know, and we said, oh, that it's going to come to you, that you just don't do anything. That's just not the energy.
Yeah, don't misinterpret that.
Yeah, don't misinterpret that, Missy. It means that you have to do all you can, but that something will come. So you don't have to worry that, oh, my goodness, all this education, I don't know if I could do this, I could do that. What's going to happen is you need to just keep going, keep sending out resumes, keep going to places, and something will show up.
Moving forward.
I'm one of those that believes that if you change the energy by stagnating, that the energy that was going to come to you will come, but you might even miss it. So to me, I believe in keep going, keep moving forward, don't sit there, don't stagnate, and it's going to come anyway, but that's not for you to sit on your laurels. It's for you to actually keep moving forward. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, Tanisha was really happy. Yes, we love that, girlfriend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, because the rule of thumb, especially in any lifetime, but especially your kind of life, easy peasy, is that God helps those who help themselves, and let go and let God.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? And I know you will, because I don't think you're a sitter on or you're, you know, I do believe you're going to try. I think that you know that, and I think that you're a sweetheart, and I know that you will be, you will make a really good, you know, social worker, which means that you're going to be talking to people.
Sure,
and helping them through whatever they need to be through. And I do see something coming up. Have you applied to any hospitals?
The only reason why I didn't really apply to them, because they said you need a license, and I didn't take the license exam yet.
Okay, well, you got to take it, but I would apply. And because, you know, do they give it a certain time of year? Because I know with RN licenses they do, but
you can take it any time.
I don't know if I was ready for it.
I'm hearing VA. You might want to think about, because I'm here in VA hospital.
Yeah, you're going to rock a hospital, girlfriend. So you got to get the degree, you got to get the license, and then you need to move forward, because that's what they're showing me, hospital. And I think
they're not going to let you alone until you do, so you might as well bite the bullet, hon.
I'm just so nervous about the test because it's just, like, so much money, and I'm not ready yet.
Oh, yes, you are. What does it matter? Yes, you are. Get that money up. Put it on a credit card, because the job that you get, you'll be able to pay it off. And the thing is, the VA is such a wonderful place to work. You get benefits. You if you're there a certain long of time, you don't have to worry about it. You get vacation. It's a 8-to-4 job. And you'll be helping a lot of people, and they need you. So you see it all in the
Put your big fat pants on.
Yeah.
And
do
forward.
I feel like do
when
I feel
you're 26,
like,
you're not going to have a choice. They're gonna bug you until you are like, okay.
And then it'll be too late, because then you'll be not taking that test. You need to take it fresh out of school. So go for it, girlfriend, and let us know how you do. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Bye. We only have 2 minutes left, Susan, so of course you know I want to rock these 2 minutes. I want to thank everybody and thank all of our callers and listeners and our chatters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to the callers. We hope we've helped you. 985, who we've talked to extensively, and we love you. We love your energy. We know that you want to rock a different planet. Please get into our chat room. I know everybody's going to be asking for you, and let us know who you are once you get in there. Also, again, I want to tell you tomorrow is Astrology Day. We have Kelly, and who will rock your Atlantean Life and Birth cards.
Yay!
You have Ron Cole, who's coming in with astrology on Thursday. You got Jeannie Journey, actually Leslie Journey. Jeannie's Journeys is here. If you want to, if I'm in Appalachia, I'm actually in St. George Island, and the girl that you get a hold of to do boating or kayaking is called Jeannie's Journeys. So we will rock Leslie Journey on Thursday, and I'm not calling Jeannie because I'm not getting in that water. But anyway, I do want everybody to know Leslie will be here on Thursday at 1 o'clock. She rocks dates and times. She is a sweetheart. And then we have a special show I put on for Saturday, 1 to 3. Mark Anthony will rock the house. I promise you the show is going to be super, super exciting. So please get in, call early, stay. Don't get off the phone, even if you don't get picked up right away, because we are going to talk about his book. We're going to talk about his life. We're going to talk about how, as a lawyer, he works seeing spirit right there in the courtroom. This is too cool. This is too important. This is too wonderful to miss. So please be with us Saturday, May 31st, 1 to 3, and we will rock all week. So have a wonderful day. We thank you for being here. We thank you for allowing us into your life and into your living room. We thank you for being in chat, everyone.
Yes, and allowing us
on air
and banter back and forth. We just love you.
Yay! Bye! Love you!
Bonnie, I had a question really quick. I was actually in queue.
Well, honey, I didn't know why you were in queue, but I'm glad that you have a question. Susan, are you still on?
I'm still on, honey.
All right. Go ahead, Kelly.
Because I have a question for Susan here. Yes, indeedy. I want to know the how-to. How do I rewrite my life script there a little bit so it can include a little bit more on the financial end? It's like, where's the cosmic eraser I can take to rewrite some of that?
Well, Kelly, we're taking you with us at one point or another, so that will help.
It's like here's what I'm hearing from Spirit. It's like you want to have a real serious talk with your higher self in terms of your relationship with money. Okay, there's a definition that you have about that, you know, we need money, we want money, we want the prosperity and everything. But I'll tell you, the first thing that I pick up is that you don't like the energy of how money controls your life, and you got to get rid of that. You want to make money a good thing. You know, anytime you talk about money, it's in a good way. There's so much of it out there, and it's like there's no reason in the world why it can't bring joy, why it can't bring prosperity. But what I'm picking up is there's and this could be karmic because it could be imprint, but there, where money is concerned, I get a bad taste in my mouth when I think about you. And if you have any kind of negative feelings about that, money's hard to get, money's this, money's that, I don't have enough of it. That's all negativity.
I've kind of gone through that. You know, the hard to get. It's like no. It's like I understand it. And like the universe literally opens and pours upon us. And I'm like going, yeah, so it's like it's not a hard to get moment. It really isn't. It's like money comes really easy, but it's just
But
I'm
it's
going,
how you feel about quantity.
I would like more quantity.
About it.
And you know what, Kelly, you sell coffee. You've got a lot of stuff, you know, organic vitamins or whatever you have. And I think that part you're not really promoting. And I think that's a good thing to promote too. I think you could do a lot of things that you have and you can promote your readings. You could promote, in fact, you know, Susan, I'll tell you about her, you know, where she's at. And the thing is there, you know, but you also have kids that are learning at home school. So it's a tough
right.
thing to do anything
yeah.
online with certain hours. Yeah. So
I tried that with eBay last year. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I was looking here. Remember I told you about where I am? I'm in St. George Island, and I looked around at East Point. It would be so perfect. In fact, I saw a sign I was going to take a picture of that said Culture Keys, and I thought, yeah, this is the perfect place for Kelly. It's right by the water. It's so nice. You could absolutely afford something here, and it would maybe be a break. And maybe, you know, and maybe that's what you need, but I know that you're not looking for that at this point. But, you know, I keep hearing that, you know, you've got to make some changes, and then the changes will come.
Yeah,
so.
and ask for the, you know, like, this is the point, is that, see, we always have an idea of what prosperity looks like, of what, you know, what how money's supposed to come to it. And Bonnie actually has helped me with this, too.
Yeah,
is that if
prosperity
you,
comes
yeah,
with limousines,
you,
it comes with shopping, it comes with beautiful money in the bank, comes with all
yeah,
those kinds of things, and we're worth it.
Prosperity comes in all kinds of packages, and if you start looking at it like versus of everything is a prosperity gift, the more and more that you think like that, the bigger and bigger that prosperity gift gets. And
yeah,
that's what I started learning how to do. And I also started listening to at night, I started going to bed with a CD on my MP3 of this guy that I just loved. He gave me all his CD hypnosis tapes, and it's called Confidence for Success. And I have to tell you that since I started listening to that, I've been seeing a lot of change.
Cool.
If you want,
well,
if
the good
you
news is I don't have to listen to it.
No. She's a princess, so she doesn't have that attitude about money. You know, you and
hey,
I
Kel.
Are worker bees, you know.
Hey,
and
the worker bees. Okay, got it.
But we love you.
The thing is that I came in with queen energy and decided that, oh, gee, I want to experience what it's like to be a worker bee this time. Yeah, well, shit on that. You know, I'm over it. And my contract is now say, hey, I want to do the queen thing again.
Well, I got to tell you something. Nice. Kelly, I got to ask you because I didn't ask you. Did you put that thing in my email so I can send it to Mark Anthony?
Yes, actually, I emailed it to you, and I put it in Skype message both. And I posted it in, like, several times in our chat today. So
I love that. And you know what, Kelly? You're going to, despite everything, and including how you feel, you are going to have money, and it just is going to be a matter of time. But you have to think of it as wanting money. You know what I mean? You have to think of it as saying,
right.
If I have money, it's like the second thing you think about. The first thing, of course, is your kids and the homeschooling and your daughter and all things. And money comes second. You don't have to make it come second. It can come because money will help you take care of the kids and everything.
Yeah!
So,
yeah.
Yep. Got to start thinking at that way. And I'm not saying being, you know, oh, money, but yeah, you're worth
right.
it. Your energy is worth it. And you're here, and your energy needs it. And that's what you got to start thinking.
Okay. That
all
helps.
Right?
That helps a lot. I'm going to go back and listen to this.
and you need to start rocking the stuff you already have. You have a great coffee line. You have some great things. You need to start, you know, telling people. I mean, like Susan says, you can't really do it so much on the air because then people get sick of it and they're not going to listen. But you can do it in your, in your website, and you can do it on your show. Say, hey, listen, I've got this coffee, and you could, you know, send it out and figure out how to put it up on the web, and you know, eventually we'll hopefully have a store maybe, and we'll put everybody's stuff in one area, which is something I was thinking about.
Nice.
Susan has things, we have things, Mike has things, he's got the meditations down pat. And books and stuff, and hopefully maybe one day that'll happen. So, and you know, we're not going to leave you behind anyway. If we can, we are going to take you, and even if we can't, we're going to help you. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you, Kelly. Now, listen.
Love you, Kelly.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to shut the show off. I wanted to tell you thank you. I don't know what we would do without you. You know that. And whatever help that we can give you, you know, just ask us. You always have that availability.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. I do. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Kelly.
We love you, Kelly.
Bye. Love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, sweetie.
Bye. You know what? I just logged off, but how come I – hey, Kel?
Uh-huh.
Kel? How come I didn't shut the show off? I logged off. Why am I still here?
Wait a minute. I can do that. Are you ready? It's like I got the end episode of thing here. It's like, are you ready? Are you, Mark? Get set. We're about to hear it.
Go.